We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake up, sir. The Breakfast Club is on.
Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You think I'm coming here when this ain't hot?
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up!
Yo,
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes. Good morning. And our special guest co-host is back, Lil D. What up, Lil D?
I like this energy. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Louisiana repping. Of course, she's on radio in Dallas, K104.5 in Dallas.
What the hell
was that? I don't know what that was.
You know how you were trying to put some words out and it didn't come out right? You were trying to play it out
just now.
Yeah, it's Creole.
Creole, okay. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, so today is Wednesday, hump day, and it's one of our family's birthday. Today is Nori Aga's birthday. Nori, N-O-R-E, happy N-O-R-E. Birthday. For my birthday, Nori called me at about midnight. I didn't answer, then he called me at 4 in the morning. I thought something was wrong. I called him back, and he said, "Brother, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Every day that we're alive is another blessed day."
Ashe.
That is
so
a fact.
Shout to N-O-R-E. I tried to FaceTime him this morning. He didn't answer on me, though. When I called him, I answered. He didn't answer for me, though.
Nori usually be up jogging. He usually be up jogging with his headphones on, listening to Breakfast Club. He must not be getting his morning jogging. But you know what, though? I did see him out the country, so maybe he was...
Oh, yeah,
I think
right.
He was celebrating his anniversary, too.
Yeah, his anniversary is the day after my birthday, so it's the 4th is his anniversary, and his birthday is today, the 6th. So, happy birthday to N-O-R-E.
Mm.
All right. How y'all feeling?
I feel wonderful.
Blessed, black, and highly favored, man.
Yeah.
God is good.
We put that on a shirt. That was nice. You have that on a shirt?
I did at one point, yes.
I'm going to have my cousin make one. I'm not going to sell it to you, but I'm going to wear it.
Yes, blessed, black, and highly mm-hmm. favored, always. That's the energy I'm on forever.
The weather is kind of crazy now. They're saying that this was the hottest August ever.
That's
last
it?
August, yeah. Now today is going to be, it's the temperature's extremely high for September.
Well, yes, I understand that climate change does have things hotter than we're normally
the
used
usual,
to.
Yep.
But August is always hot. It's summertime.
Yeah, but it's
we're
the
still in
ever.
Summer right now. Like, we're right. still going to be in summer till September 23rd.
Yeah. What you calling hot?
Well, this is hot. This is September. We're usually in September. We're in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, in this area, Philadelphia, Philly, Delaware, Maryland.
Tell them something, little
D. It's usually
tell
around 85 degrees
that
around
is
now.
So cute.
Maybe 80. At night is like 60, 50.
Yeah, my plane lands today at like 6:30 p.m. It's going to be 104.
In Dallas.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're a little extra deodorant. Here, we hot, though. We hot. This is, we going to be in our 90s today, 98, 99. It's going to be hot.
I just Googled temperature in Dallas. Right now, it's 84 degrees. The high will be 101, and it says excessive heat. Severe heat is expected in this area.
It said that for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So this is cooling off for you right now.
This is amazing. I feel great. It was a breeze outside. I'm like, ooh, it's only 92 degrees. Let's go.
I get it. It's a high of 94 today.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us for Front Page News, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club on BET. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got little D, our guest co-host this morning, and let's get in some Front Page News. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, little D from the Big D. And good morning, Charlamagne Tha God.
The Hood Whisperer, Tesla and Figaro. What's happening?
First and foremost, I want to start off with congratulating Breonna Stewart. She scored 40 points last night, and she became the all-time leader in the WNBA with 861 points. So drop a bomb for her. Congratulations to her.
Drop a bomb for Breonna Stewart.
And I wish more people watched the WNBA because those girls really be balling.
They get busy, mm-hmm. and they yeah. focus on the fundamentals. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Remember how they used to call Tim Duncan the big fundamental?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he played the game so correctly. That's how all the young ladies in the WNBA do.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Now let's jump right into it. What up, Tez? Let's jump right into the Capitol physician. What's going on with him? There's no signs of anything, huh?
Yeah, even though we watched Senator Mitch McConnell freeze twice on television, a new letter released by his office came after he froze in front of the cameras for the second time, raising questions about whether the GOP leader could continue to hold his powerful position in the Senate. Let's listen to the update.
Mitch McConnell returned to work today with the rest of the Senate amid growing concerns about his health, nearly a week after the Senate's top Republican froze and stood speechless in front of reporters for the second time this summer. McConnell's office released a letter today from the Capitol's attending physician. It says there's no evidence the 81-year-old senator has a seizure disorder or that he suffered a stroke or has Parkinson's disease. Well, we did see him on the Senate floor today. McConnell only alluded to the incident, saying he's been busy and productive.
Well, what is it then? I think he keeps seeing the Grim Reaper. He keeps seeing that brother from the Crossroads video, the brother in the trench coat with the sage and the hat. Mm. I think Mitch keeps seeing that brother in his peripheral vision. That's what's scaring him.
Think that scared him?
That man ain't had no sage. Hmm? Yeah. Did you say he had sage and a hat?
No, the guy from the Crossroads video, he had a trench coat. Shades.
Oh,
shades.
I'm like, he had no sage.
I said shades. Yeah, shades.
What if he was doing the mute challenge for Beyonce? You know how the Beyonce, they start singing
it. Freeze.
He freeze and then go back into it.
But then nobody else freeze with him. He's the only one doing the challenge at the time. The reporters don't know the song.
He might be playing it in his head.
They be playing in his head.
He might have went to the Renaissance concert.
It's something playing in his head. It's something not playing in his head. That's why he froze.
Mm. Jesus Christ.
Well, God bless
him. Members of the GOP leadership, they dismiss any concerns over his health, of course. He's expected today to address, you know, the concerns in a closed door meeting. And just to your point, you know, what is this? There was a lot of possible, you know, doctors kind of making it up as they go, but they say, you know, maybe it was possible dehydration. He did have a concussion at one point in time, and so they're saying, you know, maybe that's it, but then they still can't connect the dots between, you know, getting dizzy and being dehydrated from just literally freezing. So they really don't know. So,
well, it's not the first time.
This is twice, yeah.
It's not the first time. If this was one time, you know, you could write it off like that, but this is the second time. I guess the GOP is basically saying if he dies, he dies. You know what I mean? Let's just keep riding this horse until we can't ride this horse no more.
And has he spoke? Has he said, you know, why? Is he just frozen? Is he, you know, is he confused? Is he, you know, does he black out? Like, do we know?
Yeah. His answer has been he just, you know, felt dizzy at the time.
Painful.
But when somebody feel dizzy, they normally say, you know, oh, I'm feeling dizzy. you know, or hold on, guys, give me a second. I mean, he completely, you know, like you said, he goes mute. He literally freezes. That's why it's not making any sense. And how many times have, you know, people been to the doctor and they don't know what it is? That's so true. Just because the doctors are saying, oh, I don't know what it is. I mean, we are clearly seeing a problem.
Yes, listen, absolutely. Man,
let's be for real. They know what it is.
Let's be for real.
They know what it is. They just don't want to tell us what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Y'all think they lie? Y'all think they covering it up?
Yes, they know what it is. They just don't want to tell us what it is. They're 81 years old and they're going to squeeze that juice till ain't no more juice left. That's all.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, Tez, let me see you in a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
Everybody else, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? Good morning. This is Vince. How you guys doing?
Vince, what's up, brother?
I'm chilling. I called yesterday to speak up on the girl who got hit with the brick in the face.
Yep.
Hopefully she recovers good. And I also wanted to give a shout out to myself. Yesterday was my birthday. I didn't get to say that, but that cut me off mad early.
Happy birthday, brother. Evil ass Virgo.
I appreciate it. Nah, it's all love. And I also wanted to know, how could I get my book up to you guys? I wrote a book last year, and I definitely want to provide it to you guys if it's possible.
We're going to put you on hold. Eddie will give you the address to mail it.
All right, great. I appreciate it.
Have a good birthday, Virgo.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. Peace and blessings, guys. How you guys feeling?
Sean Stone, what up? Porta potty guy.
Yeah. What's up, little D?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, beautiful. How's everything with you?
Really wonderful. My DM's been blowing up, so I'm feeling good about myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, D, don't feel too good about Sean Stone. He flirts with every woman that we have up here.
Why I can't be special? Like, why you got to pee in my Cheerios? Like, why are you peeing my Cheerios like that?
He always snitching on somebody.
I don't understand why you do that. Like, you can't. I'm not going to sit here and let you run the same game on every woman that comes up here. Hey, beautiful.
How do you know I'm not different? I got a southern accent and everything.
Listen, I always just give compliments to the lady that's on the show. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Boost my self-esteem.
I can't give a black woman a compliment.
I know at least 10 DMs you've been in, Sean. Do you want to continue this conversation?
I've been in Chloe Bailey's DM. That's it.
I'd be a hurt.
Shout out my cousin DM, bro.
Hold on real quick. I just want to shout out all the beautiful people that's born in the month of September.
There you go.
Beyonce, Will Smith, Keith Smacking niggas, well. Keanu Reeves, Zendaya, Jada Pinkett Smith, no more alopecia stroke, Chris. And Sean Stone and DJ Envy, man.
That's right.
Did y'all know Sean Stone was born in the month of September with all these great people?
I heard a very toxic bunch you just named. with the exception of Beyonce. It's a lot of toxicity in there, okay?
And also, I want to tell fellas, if you get rejected by a woman outside, listen, just keep trying. At some point, a woman going to give you a chance, okay? Don't be hitting a woman with no bricks.
That's right.
That's not correct.
And don't keep trying with the same woman. You mean keep trying with other women?
Other women. There's other fish in the sea.
Different women.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, please clarify.
Last week I ran up in the grocery store because I saw a lady give me the eye. You know what I mean? That look.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, I had to approach.
She thought she was about to get robbed.
come on, knock it off, man. She actually ended up giving me her number, man. So I just want to say, it's possible, guys. If you get turned down, keep moving.
Sean Stone, right. That was the most motivational, saddest thing I ever heard. It's possible, guys. If I can get a number, anybody can get a number.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Break it up.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What up, man? It's Knowledge, man. What it do?
Knowledge. What's up, baby?
What it do?
What up, N D?
Hey, Knowledge.
What up?
Triple D. You know what I'm saying? Whole lot of Triple D gang. What's good?
Already. Big ups to you. Like, your journey. And from the beginning to now, I'm happy for you.
I appreciate
it. I'm happy for you. So I just wanted to give you your flowers now. Been giving you your flowers.
Real talk. Thank you so much. For real. I appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, man. Hey, Charlamagne. So I went and got a cold knock. I listened to y'all.
There you go.
Okay.
But listen, though. But the insurance company is the trick, man. I had to literally tell them that I had history for them to approve it. People don't understand about your insurance and your hospitals and pharmaceutical companies. They all in the bed together.
Bro, how old are you?
I was 41.
Right, because yeah, they don't pay for it till 45.
Yeah, you got to be 45. But I mean, if you have a history of it, it was the same thing with me. I'm 45 now, but I got it when I was 44, and I got a history of it in my family, so it was the same thing with me. It's just because you're not 45 yet.
But they still, you know, they tell us about African Americans have like a higher chance of getting colon cancer early. Like I had a homeboy, shout out to my homeboy RIP. He died like early 30s of colon cancer.
Wow.
It's kind of like it needs to be amended.
Yeah, the number used to be 50, then they made it 45. Yeah. I actually think it should be a little bit
35.
You know, younger than that.
Yeah, 35.
I think so, too.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tasha. I want to get off my chest. How about my coworker ate my food, and I'm 4 months pregnant? I'm like, you big, fat, sick neck helper. Why you eat my food? I'm so
Did you just say Lizzo
off.
Backup dancer? What did she say?
I didn't hear.
Did yeah, that's big, it. Fat, Lizzo backup dancer?
Damn.
Yes.
No, you super
I'm so pissed off.
What'd she eat?
Okay, look, don't judge me because I'm from the South. But I had some pig feet, the one in a jar. But I like it because it's salty.
Some pig feet?
Okay. Yeah.
Girl, my daddy got some big pig feet in the refrigerator right now.
Ain't no
right
pork now. On my
Yeah, head. But then I had like some fruit on the side from Publix.
You
know
can't have fruit on the side of balance. Pig feet. That's not no damn balance. Pig feet and fruit.
I mean, I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, it,
but
it's a balance.
I don't judge you. I feel it. You got to have... You, she
and
pregnant.
Then I'm like, you going to eat my Publix fruit? You know, that fruit be like Jesus seeded out himself. Mm-hmm. Like, this for real.
Yeah, you like the people that eat salad and french fries together. you know, how can we help you, ma'am? You need a couple dollars for something? You want me to put a couple dollars in your Cash App?
I mean, you ain't got to, but I mean, while we're here, I can.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to spend it on pork, I ain't giving it to you.
No, I'm not.
God is watching you now. So if I send you this little bit of change to get some lunch and you spend it on pork, you're going to have diarrhea for 3 days.
Yeah, I'm going to throw you some change. I don't care if you get pork, but no pig feet or chitlins.
I don't buy no pork with my money.
Don't let them judge you.
Okay, I'm not. Y'all, I just had to get that little salty in, you know, but when I came to work, it was gone. I'm just like...
Promise me no chitlins or pig's feet, mama.
What's your Cash App?
I don't eat chitlins.
You act like chitlins is so bad, but you eat pig feet.
I grew up on chitlins. I turned out just fine.
Chitlins stink.
What's your Cash App?
It's NL8.
Wait, hold on.
NL8 or H?
N as in like nice, L as in love, H as in hunt.
H.
Okay.
Okay.
98.99.
First of all, I know you from the South because you said H like in hunch. So nasty ass. That's why you're pregnant Natasha. Now, Natasha.
You Natasha, right?
Yes.
All right, okay. Let me send you this $10 real quick.
Yeah.
How much you sending?
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to send what you send.
I'm sending enough for lunch. Where you calling from, Tasha?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Well, lunch is cheap. Let me cut this in half.
You don't need this much in love yet, man. I'm with you.
I don't like how they treat money. You.
If you just said someplace else, I'd have gave you a little more.
There you go. There you go.
All right, good.
I just
sent
you a little something for lunch.
There you go.
Feed that baby.
I will.
And get some pig feet.
To me this morning. Thank y'all.
That's right.
Feed that baby.
He said
NLH
9988. 9899.
Yep. Let me see.
H is in hunch.
Tasha. Okay. Confirm. All right. For the note, I'm just going to say no pig feet. All right.
Okay.
All right, mama. Check it out. You should have it now.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Yes, all right. Ma'am.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Now we got rumors on the way, Lil D.
Oh my goodness sakes. Yes, he wasn't there when the baby was born, but now he wants the baby. Blueface got to relax. We'll talk.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Lil D here, our guest co-host.
Gang, gang. Good morning.
And let's get to the rumors. Dallas, Texas.
K-101. Dallas. You gotta make sure you're empty.
You feel me? You gotta decide. You know what time it is.
This is the Rumor Report.
I feel great. Been up since 2.
Too early?
Yeah, why not?
On The Breakfast Club.
This little D-lady together.
Let's go.
Okay, so obviously we know Chrisean luckily had a baby boy yesterday. The baby was healthy. Everything is good. Blueface wasn't there. She didn't want him there, but oh, he had a lot to say. So he said, if she don't take my son serious and make that her main focus and priority for at least 30 days, I'm a file for custody. You've been warned. He goes on to say, I feel bad for my son at this point. He's a junior to his mom. He ain't got to be named after me, but at least put some thought into it. Because, you know, she named the baby Krishan.
Not Blue giving her a 30-day notice like he's a landlord.
Not Blue acting like he a parent when he asked his 6-year-old if he was gay. Mm.
Well, the thing I would say is that, you know, all of these conversations should have been happening before the baby got here, right? Like, you know, if you want to be a part of the child's life.
Well, I hope they both focus on that child and absolutely, that baby, and not just 30 days. It's not just 30 days and then, all right, you let the baby go. I hope they focus on that baby for the rest of that child's life.
Yeah, because it's not about either one of them at this point. It's about the child. When the child get here, it's all about the child. Everybody got to drop their ego and focus on what's important, and that's that baby.
I ain't treating the baby like a warranty. He was saying he was mad because, like, he was saying that she had different people holding the baby. 24 hours later, she working out, and every time he see the baby, it's somebody else with the baby in his hands. It's like, bruh, the baby ain't in your hands.
Hasn't been 48 hours.
No, I don't think so. But no. I don't think she should be working out. I don't think they're supposed to work out. Yeah, women are supposed to usually just rest for the first, I guess, 48 hours, and then, you know, then they release. How's she work already? Because they don't release you today.
Why is all of this playing out via social media?
That's how they get their checks.
Like, pull up to the hospital or pull up to the house and go see the baby. Put your hands on your child, young man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Leery by everybody else's hands. Well, we ain't worried about Kanye's hands, but they was worried about his behind. You know, you see him show his ass on that boat, him and his wife. They were saying that they will be no longer welcome aboard any of the vessels. They didn't know that he was sitting there with his butt out because they claimed somebody else that was with them was, like, obstructing the view so that he could let his behind get a little breeze. But they can no longer get on the boat. Why he have his butt out like that? I thought he was just sagging real hard.
I thought he was getting fellatio.
Yeah, people thought he was getting fellatio.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Showing, you know, he had his pants down a little bit.
He had no zipper?
In the back? Oh, you mean in the front?
Oh,
that would be difficult.
I know you got fellatio in the back.
He's got it. What you saying? Hold on, Lodi. Hold on.
Is that what I mean? Because why would?
What you say? You got his cellulite? What you saying? I'm early sweet. I ain't had breakfast yet. So
me either. I don't.
What you saying? Is that what you saying?
No, I just thought maybe he.
What you trying to figure out what's going on?
Y'all welcome, got it. I'm gonna get me some water and a banana and back up like this conversation.
That sounds okay. Crazy.
Fruit.
Fellatio from the back.
And then Lil D said, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm going to give me a water and a banana. Okay, Lil D. All right.
Sit in the break room. I don't have no problems. Young Blue said he was sorry to his wife. It was long. It was so cute. And he said, listen, I will never get on the internet and bash you. No matter what you say, I'd have hurt. Like he wasn't about to cheat. Sometimes as men, we fall short of what's right, but I'll never be stupid enough to lose what's best for me. And he was like, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna publicly apologize to my wife for flying out that stinky girl that I didn't sleep with because she smelled. He deleted all of this, though. Mm. Why you delete it?
Because he probably realized none of this needs to be played out over social media. Correct. And if I'm the young lady that he's talking to, his wife, I don't want to see that on social media. You come pull up on me and you say that to me face to face.
Really? I thought he deleted it so he could copy and paste it for when he cheat again.
Lord have mercy.
Jesus Christ, Lil D.
It was a really nice, well-written paragraph. If I'm going to do it again, I might as well save it.
Yeah, I just don't think all of these things need to play out via social media. But, you know, I'm also born in 1978.
That so you are.
I was raised a little different. Mm-hmm. But it's not even an age thing, because you got adults that do it too. I just don't understand why people be trying to, like, you know.
Do everything on social media?
Yeah, like you're seeking all this approval from a bunch of strangers court that of don't even opinion. Know you. Mm-hmm. Like the court of public opinion. Why are you bringing all of this energy into your situation? I don't understand that. But I'm an energy person. So,
right.
You know, I don't play about my energy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why you would just bring in thousands of people into your situation.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Well, yeah. His wife asked for the best divorce lawyer. Imagine if the best divorce lawyer sees her Instagram and goes, oh, I'm about to get all the chicks. And like takes a case pro bono or something and boom, he's this big famous lawyer. All because of Instagram.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying.
No, like, you're probably right. You're absolutely right. But that goes back to what I'm saying. Everybody just wants to be famous. You know what I mean? Everybody just wants some form of attention. Correct. Everybody clout chasing in their own different ways.
Yes.
Well, the way I feel, if everybody wants attention, that leaves a lot of money for me. So y'all can have the attention. I'm going to get the bag. I'd rather be rich than be broke and famous.
That is very true.
Yep. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we have front page news. Teslin Figueroa will be joining us. And I want to talk about Jocelyn Hernandez, 800-585-1051. Now, she was talking about being raised by her mom and how she felt like sometimes moms fail. And when moms fail, they don't necessarily blame it on the mom. So I want to open up the phone lines and have that conversation. 800-585-1051. It was Jocelyn Hernandez. She was doing an interview and she was saying moms need to take responsibility for failing at raising their children while speaking on their upbringing. And I want to discuss when we come back as well. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lil D, our guest co-host. Yeah. And of course, let's get in some front page news. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Little D. Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tez.
And I just want to tell people before we jump into front page news, if you were interested in getting a Tesla, now is the time to check it out. I don't know what happened with Elon Musk, but yesterday I guess he got upset with the tax credits and he reduced his cars by $30,000 and $41,000. So wow. Teslas, if you were looking to get it, of course, Tesla's an electric car that you could plug right in. It's supposed to be good for the environment. Right now you can get a Tesla for $30,000 less than what it was 2 days ago. So if you were thinking about it, it's a great time to look at it. And you can save a lot of money. And
Tesla's the average price of a Tesla.
It depends. You can get one for $26,000 now. You can get one for $36,000 right now. But the best things about them is you get a tax credit and you can plug them in. And Tesla has these things. So if you want to fill up your Tesla, which is about, I would say, 300 and something miles, it usually takes anywhere from $40 to $50, and it lasts about a week and a half.
That's only for our listeners who got an extra extra couple dollars lying around.
Yeah, I think the leases.
If they want to buy it.
Yeah, now the leases are like $400 a month or something like that to $500 a month, depending on what model. And of course, they shoot up to $1,000 a month. But a lot of people are looking for something that will last long, has a good warranty. And I know a lot of people are looking at Tesla, but when you talk about off $30,000, I don't know why Elon Musk is taking $30,000 off his car and $41,000 and $50,000 off his car right now. I don't know. I feel bad for people that bought the car 2 days ago, though. But those people are, you know, you're stuck. But everybody else, it's just something to look at. All right, where we starting, Tez?
Well, before, I'll just chime in on that. So folks know the average price is $40,000 on the low, $98,000 on the high. So, yeah, move fast because, you know, he'd be all over the place. He changed by the minute.
That's so, what I say. He'd be changing all types of ways, so.
Right. Well, first, we're going to start with City Councilwoman Rose Glover, who is also the mayor pro tem, is facing charges after stealing money from a former police officer's bank account who died in 2019. She comes from the great state of North Carolina. Let's listen to the report.
Well, the Greenville City leader has been indicted on charges of stealing money from a deceased former police officer's bank account. City Councilwoman Rose Glover allegedly went to Howard Connor's bank and got money out of his account after he had died. Connor was a lieutenant with the Greenville Police Department until he retired in 2003. He died in 2019. Glover is the city council's mayor pro tem and longest serving member of council representing District 2 in Greenville.
Wow. Yeah, so she has received charges based on obtaining property from false pretenses. Like you heard there, he was the chief or the lieutenant at the police department to 2013. And wanted to make this point, you know, I'm always talking about, I've talked about it before, my push the line training policies until something happens, nonpartisan training. It teaches you how to run for office, and guess how many votes it took for her to get into office with 88,000 people population. She was able to become a commissioner with 1,000 votes. So this is why I try to tell people it doesn't take much to be a city commissioner. So it looks like, you know, her seat will obviously be open. But I wanted to kind of point that out. Make sure you follow me on Instagram to learn more about how to run for office. So, yep, she stole the money and that's that.
And 1,000 people out of a town that got a population of 80,000 people are not engaged at all political process.
You know, the sad thing about that is when people do that, it's always easy to follow the money. I mean, she had to take it out the account, so I don't understand how she didn't think she was going to get caught.
Well, it's called narcissism. Dang. Being narcissistic. And it happens a lot in politics. So,
What about this company that called black people effing lazy?
Yeah, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has filed a lawsuit against one of the biggest crane providers in North America, TNT Crane and Rigging. I'm sure if you ever passed any construction site, you've probably seen TNT Crane. They're accusing them of racial discrimination against four black employees. According to the lawsuit, the employees had to deal with their field manager as well as a number of colleagues using racial offensive language such as the N-word or being told that a lot of black people are effing lazy. But you're different. You're not like the other N-words. You work, though. That means that I like that about you, is what one of the employees said. In addition to that, they had to deal with hate symbols associated with white supremacy, like nooses and lightning bolt stickers. They were openly displayed on the ground with no disciplinary action. So now they are filing this lawsuit, and we will, you know, see what happens. And usually with this type of stuff, when you have four employees come forward, you're usually going to find more than one and probably possibly be a class action suit by the time it's all said and done.
And you know what these people need? These people need a real boost in the media. You know what I mean? One of the biggest crane companies in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all know I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but to me, something like this warrants way more energy than whatever racial slur was used on Love & Hip Hop. But we won't give this the energy it needs because it's no celebrity involved.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
You won't even hear about this story. You'll hear a mention of it right now in front page news, and then you won't ever hear about it on a bigger level.
Right.
And it's not new. It's not uncommon, especially when I saw Texas company.
Right.
I already know what time it is.
That's right. And it's one of the biggest crane companies in North America.
That's crazy.
Come on, man.
This
is what we should be giving our energy to. This is what we should be raising hell about.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And then when you look at the comments, like if you were to put this out to here, maybe 30, 40 people a comment. And when you talk about those other issues, like you said, those thousands and thousands of comments, post after post after post after post, and no attention on this type of stuff, but certainly not enough. So you're absolutely right with that, Charlamagne.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Teslin.
Absolutely.
That's right. And make sure you subscribe to Teslin Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow at Teslin Figaro on all social media platforms at Teslin Figaro.
All right. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Now, Jocelyn Hernandez was doing an interview, and she was talking about how moms need to take more responsibility for failing at raising their children.
I feel like I had a really rough childhood because, you know, I feel like I was never given an opportunity, and like from my mom or my family. I just feel like a lot of moms don't take responsibility for them not taking care or guiding their kids the way they need to be guided or the way they need to be dealt with. And I just felt like I could have been so much further in life if she was just a better mom. I mean, you're talking about a lady that has 6 kids with 5 different baby daddies. My mom, she just failed me, and not just me, her other kids, by not giving us an opportunity to be the best we could be.
So let's open up the phone lines. How much responsibility does the mother have in raising girls to become women? Now, we all know with dads, the biggest thing, or a lot of things, was always a joke like, I got to work hard so my dad stays off the pole. I got to work hard so my daughter stays off the stripper pole. So let me ask you a question.
Dad stays off the pole. I mean, I was like, what the hell is going on in Envy's house, man?
I got to work hard so your daughter stays.
Envy worked hard so his dad could stay off the pole. I thought your dad was a cop. What the hell is going on in your house, man?
I meant you got to work hard so your daughter stays off the stripper pole.
Boy. You just being bastard every man in your family. Logan is like, granddaddy was a stripper? What the hell?
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. How much responsibility does the mother have in raising girls to become women? Let's discuss.
How much responsibility? All the responsibility, really. Not all, but, you know, a lot. Because a man can't teach a woman how to be a woman.
Mm-hmm. So if you're raised by a single father, you can't become a woman?
Let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051.
I know for a fact there's a lot of things about womanhood I could never teach any of my daughters. It's know what right. I try.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, little DA, she's here, our guest co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
And we open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051, talking about Jocelyn Hernandez. Now, she did an interview with Carlos King and was talking about how moms need to take more responsibility for failing at raising their children.
I feel like I had a really rough childhood because, you know, I feel like I was never given an opportunity. And like from my mom or my family, I just feel like a lot of moms don't take responsibility for them not taking care or guiding their kids the way they need to be guided or the way they need to be dealt with. And I just felt like I could have been so much further in life if she was just a better mom. I mean, you're talking about a lady that has 6 kids with 5 different baby daddies. Mm-hmm. My mom. She just failed me, and not just me, her other kids, by not giving us an opportunity to be the best we could be.
Her mom sounds like she didn't have the opportunity to be the best, you know, that she could be. You know, a lot of times the parents need guidance their damn self. And, you know, that's something that I even just learned in therapy. You know, I had a lot of, you know, I don't want to say anger, but I guess it was anger, you know, towards my father, you know, until mm-hmm. me and my father had a conversation, and I realized, damn, my father was just a man trying to figure it out. Like we all, you know, trying to figure it out, you know. And when you talk to your parents and your parents tell you that, you know, they were dealing with their own mental health issues and they were going to therapy or they were dealing with substance abuse, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, that'll allow you to give your parents a lot of grace. I think that, you know, we tend not to give our parents grace because we don't look at our parents as humans. But, you know, like I said, I just feel like, you know, sounds to me like her mom didn't even get the opportunities that she needed to be a better person. So, of course, she can't, you know, raise a child correctly.
You gotta take yourself out of the situation, like you're saying. Instead of giving people a label of mom or dad, the label comes with expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know them as a human being, just a woman named whatever.
Right.
When you look at them that way in the circumstances, then it's like, okay, so this is what led her to do that. And that doesn't mean that it's right, but it does mean you understand it better and you judge less.
That's yeah, right. I get what you guys are saying, and Grace and all that, but I feel like when you have a child, and you decide that you want to have a child, they decide when you have sex and that's what you want to do, there's responsibility that comes with that.
Fact.
And those children, and any children, they don't come in this world because they want to come in this world. They come in this world because mom and dad bring them in this world, and God bring them in this world. So once they're in this world, you have a responsibility to take care of that child. You have a responsibility to guide that child. You have a responsibility to be the best parent and be the best person for that child. It's crazy because usually, you know, people always talk about how bad dads are. Dad wasn't in their life. So to hear that, it sounds a little crazy. But and Charlamagne, you know, you got four kids and I have six. You know, I have to be there for my child, and not just a provider. You know what I mean? Not just I'm going to provide money. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay for that. But you have to be able to talk to that child, guide that child, be there. And, you know, we always joke as dads, like, yeah, I want to make sure my daughter stays off the pole. But I also want to make sure my son is not a drug dealer. I want to make sure my son does the right thing. He's respectable. He knows what he's doing. He's not one of those kids that's going to hit a woman with a brick in the face. Like, those are the things that I want to make sure my son does. My daughter, I want to make sure she's respectable, that she's smart, she's educated, she can able to, you know, hold things down on her own. These are the things that we instill in our children. And if you're a parent and you're not doing that, yeah, it's responsibility kind of falls on you.
Yeah, but there, you know, you're not wrong, but there is a responsibility that comes with, you know, having children.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you have a child doesn't mean you are capable to step up to that responsibility. You might mentally, emotionally, or spiritually simply not be ready. Like, what if you have the child at 16?
Or
think
you
about
did
all
the
these underage
you
parents. You have a child at 16. What have you learned?
Right.
You
know, yeah, like you might have did the best you could, but the best you could wasn't as good enough as your kid wants it to be.
Yeah, just sometimes, you know, yes, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with children.
Absolutely.
That don't mean that you are capable of stepping up to said responsibility, especially when you be having children young as hell. Like I said, you be people having children at 15, 16 years old. What the hell do they know?
Nothing.
What the hell are they going to teach a child?
Nothing. And, but I think a lot of that too is not having parents that are talking to them and teaching them. A lot of people that have kids that young age, a lot of times don't have somebody in their life telling them what's up, telling them to use protection, telling them what it is to raise the kids. Because a lot of people see raising kids and they think it's fun. Oh, look at the little selfie. I could take the kid to the mall. I could take him to the store.
It's
I can
like
do this. And do that. Yeah, but yeah, it's all good until your kid got 103 temperature and you up all night and the baby won't stop crying and you don't know what's going on, or the baby has diarrhea and it's just pooping all over the place and that Pampers are expensive and that all the things that parents go through. People don't see that side of it a lot of times.
We have these conversations about breaking generational curses. This is part of breaking, you know, those generational curses.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Tierra.
Tierra, good morning. What did you think about what Jocelyn said?
So if Jocelyn wants to secretly tell us that she failed as a mom, that's fine. I know I'm probably going to get heat for that, but that's fine. But my thing is, we do fail. Everybody fails. We all fell at something or have fell at something in life. But as long as you get back up and you try again and you take care of those kids and do what needs to be done, that's all that matters. You shouldn't, you know, shed light on the negativity. Let's shed light on the positivity. I fell before at something, but I got back up and, you know, got myself where I needed to be.
Okay. Thank you, Tierra. Let's go to Amy on line three. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling? What do you think about what Jocelyn said?
I think it's true because
if
my mom did it, I
think. You say your mom had terrible phone service, or you got terrible phone service.
Oh, stop it! Take us off Bluetooth. Now? Take us off Bluetooth for speaker.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now, man.
Okay, I said since my mom did it to me, I turned around and did it with my kids. I'm taking full responsibility, accountability.
But that means you broke the cycle, though, right? If you recognize your mom did it and now you're not going to anymore?
I did do it with my first two kids.
Oh, so you follow what your mom did with you and you kind of raised them like your mom raised you and you're saying that you failed.
I thought it was right.
How did you fail?
But then you eventually learned, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I had another child and I don't do it with him.
You broke the cycle.
Well, how did you fail? What was what you were doing failing?
To me, I felt like I have a son that's 20. He stayed in trouble level 40 and he didn't. He played basketball at AAU. He was a great kid. So he ran into the wrong kids. So anytime he got in trouble, I ran and got him. Because I used to stay in trouble. My mom used to run and get me, and it led to me going to prison because I knew she would come get me anytime I got in trouble. You understand?
Did he have a father in his life? Was his father around?
No.
And see, that's another thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like
you that know, plays a big role in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can't take full responsibility for that, even though, you know, that child is 100% your responsibility because the dad's not around. But that dad chose not to be in that son's life. So what role did that play?
Right.
The absence of the father. Like, I'm sure we don't know psychologically how that affected that young man, you know?
800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Jocelyn Hernandez. She did an interview with Carlos King, and she was talking about how she felt that her mom failed her as a parent. And we're asking 800-585-1051. Let's talk about mothers failing their children. What's your thoughts? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Little D, she's our guest co-host.
Gang, gang, good morning.
And we're talking about Jocelyn Hernandez. She did an interview with Carlos King, and she was discussing how she felt her mom failed her as a parent. Let's listen.
I feel like I had a really rough childhood because, I feel like I was never given an opportunity. And, like, from my mom or my family. I just feel like a lot of moms don't take responsibility for them not taking care or guiding their kids the way they need to be guided or the way they need to be dealt with. And I just felt like I could have been so much further in life if she was just a better mom. I mean, you're talking about a lady that has 6 kids with 5 different baby daddies. My mom. She just failed me, and not just me, her other kids, by not giving us an opportunity to be the best we could be.
Hey, man, I think parents do the best they can with what they got, and I promise you that you will give your parents a lot more grace if you just have a conversation with them and see what they had to deal with as humans. Humans, period. Not mom, dad, just humans.
Like, also, Jocelyn sounds really hurt, and on a deeper level, it stops being their fault when you learn to heal yourself.
Right.
How long is it going to be your mama's fault that you're here? Because when you learn you can fix the behavior and let it go from her, then you become better.
Yeah, your trauma's not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility.
Ah, sure.
Yeah, I would also say this, too. I think every kid is different, and they react to different things, you know? I think when I came in this industry, my whole thing was I want to provide.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
For my kids, right? That was the whole thing. I want to give my kids something that I didn't have, something better than I had. And I work hard for it. I traveled a lot. I was on the road every night. So for my first two kids, Madison and Logan, I wasn't there as much as I should have been because I was working. I was quote unquote grinding, quote unquote hustling. And yeah, I provided them with a lot, but it also meant me missing a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it didn't bother them as much because they knew. My other kids, my, you know, London, Jackson, Brooklyn, and Peyton, I'm different now. I'm there more for them. Less focused on the finances, more focused on the quality time. And you can see the difference in the kids, though.
And we just better men. That's true. Like, you know, I wasn't going to therapy 10 years ago. You know what I mean? I started going to therapy like 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't on a journey of healing 10 years ago. We was in these streets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just a better man. So that's why I always tell brothers, the reason I encourage therapy and I encourage brothers to go on a journey of healing is so we can show up and be better fathers, better husbands, you know, better friends, just better men in our communities, period.
Charlene.
Good morning, Envy.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
You better be somebody grandma with a name like Charlene.
It's Charlotte. Charlemagne, don't start it.
Okay, Charlene. How you doing, Grandma Charlene?
I'm from...
How the grandkids doing, Charlene?
I'm from Duval, Charlemagne. You know okay. What time it is
all
with
right.
Us.
I'm going to stand down.
what's your thought, Charlene? I know you got 7 kids, it says.
Yes. And with the situation with mothers, we could teach our kids anything we want to. But once they get out in the world, they're going to be who they want to. My girls... I can honestly say I stayed on them, and as adults now, I still guide them. But I hate to hear people blame their mothers for some mothers that know. I did not get taken care of myself since I was 16. I ain't never been out in the street for drugs, so we can't blame our mother. I appreciate everything my mama did for me, and she needs too.
Charlene, how old were you when you had your first job?
18.
What, you ain't know nothing at 18?
I'm 59. I lost my first son to jazz phone with police brutality. I done been through breast cancer. I've been through a lot. But I do not blame my mom for anything, and she was not perfect, and she didn't teach me everything. Mm. I had to learn how to teach myself as a mother, and some of these other mothers out here, they need to learn that too. They just weak. I just feel like they weak.
And there's no manual for any of it, right? Like, they don't give you a manual on how to be a good father, how to be a good mother. A lot of it is just on-the-job training and what we're observing.
Right. Jaleesa.
Yes.
Good morning, Jaleesa.
Good morning. What's How y'all doing?
Doing good. What's your thoughts, mama?
So I feel like, okay, like, at what age do we hold ourselves accountable? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do feel like, you know, your mom plays a big role in you being successful sometime or unsuccessful, but at what age are we going to say, okay, yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, I do need to do this a little better. Maybe I could have did this. You can't always blame your parents.
You're right, but that comes with a lot of self-awareness, man. And that also comes with, you know, you taking a step back and being able to look at your situation and be like, you know what? Just because my parents did it like this don't mean I got to do it like
that's
this.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Hello, who's this?
This is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, good morning. Talk to us. What's your thoughts on what Jocelyn and Anderson said?
I think she's right. I mean, you got to think about it. A lot of kids live with their mothers. They don't live with their fathers. So if you got all these deadbeat dads, you got deadbeat mamas too. Mm-hmm.
Damn, you right.
I mean, my mama was a crackhead, so I mean, pretty deadbeat.
You gotta think about it. If you didn't have a lot in your childhood, or you didn't have things that you felt like your mother should have had, or should have raised you, or hockey, whatever, you would want the best for your kids. You always want to give your kids the best opportunity. If you didn't go to college, you definitely want your kids to go to college. If you don't, then that's just weird. I think it's weird.
Right. Now, Lil D, you just said... I was going to say, you said your mom was on drugs, so...
Yeah. She had an addiction, though.
She did. No, I'm not saying, like, oh, I blame the addiction and she was a terrible mom. But
do you feel she failed you?
I feel that she was caught up in an addiction. I can't even say failed me. She got pregnant at 16.
I feel like society...
She lost her virginity and got pregnant with me.
Society failed your mother.
You know what I'm saying? She dropped out of school because they made fun of her for being pregnant with a bump. Like, she couldn't take it anymore. Her parents didn't want her to have me. Like, it was a lot of pressure. She turned to drugs. Like, I don't blame her. I'm actually appreciative because she's sober now. She's good, working, got a car, got a house, life together. You just grow up differently. It's nature versus nurture. You can decide these things happen to me and because of it, my life is just going to go however you want it. Or you can decide these things happen to me and I don't really know what good or better is, but it's got to be better than this and you figure it out.
The crazy thing about that is you know, everybody's different, right? Because there's some people that would take your situation and be like, my mom was addicted to drugs. I'm never going to make it and kind of grow up in a hole and hate themselves. And then there's some people that be like, you know what? This is going to inspire me to work harder to make sure that I'm not in that situation. And I even helped my mom to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
So But
I'm sure there was somebody in your life at some point, Lil D, that put their arm around you and said, hey, you don't have to go in that direction. There's better out there for you. You had to be somebody.
My second grade teacher, Miss Osborne, but also be clear, my grandparents raised me, grew up Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was in that Kingdom Hall 4 days a week.
Me too.
And my mom was a teacher.
Four days? Hold on now. We was there Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Saturday. Y'all ain't go Saturday.
Field service was Saturday.
Saturday was when y'all was there.
We did y'all so dirty in New York.
They did us dirty in Shreveport. They do them dirty everywhere. Oh. You know, they the worst. They the black sheep of Christians. But
there was somebody there. You had some type of infrastructure that kept you on.
You know, it's crazy. It wasn't my mom. It was my daddy.
Oh, wow.
It was my daddy. Like, I didn't learn all the, like, girly stuff from my mom. I learned makeup as an adult. Mm. My best friend taught me, like, about tampons. I didn't have that, like, from my grandma. I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. But my dad taught me so much game. He taught me so much confidence. He's the one who really, like, to this day, I'm a daddy's girl. Like, I get it. We can say the mom, you need a woman to lead a girl. But for me, it was my dad.
Well, I think that's different. I think your dad was just being a parent. I think, you know, we have roles for a reason. Like, I'm a man, I'm a father, I'm a husband. But there's just things about womanhood that I will never know or understand. And only my wife can teach my daughters how to be women. I can be a great parent, you know what I mean, and just raise a good child, but I can't teach my daughters how to be women.
Correct.
Yeah, shout out to all my aunties, you know, big cousins. You got to have somebody. If you don't have that family structure, have something. Like the first time, you know, I hung out with my auntie and I'm like, oh my God, you're so cool. And, you know, all this girl stuff that I don't know anything about. Let me hang out with you more. You got to have somebody there.
Yeah, we need women to teach little girls that they have to wash that hair that they wearing underneath that wig or that weave. We need women to tell little girls, wash your bra so you don't get that smell underneath your boobs.
Which way to wipe?
We need to tell little girls how to properly move in certain environments because I'm a man, you know what I mean? But like I said, I can't tell you how to move as a woman. I don't have that lived experience. As a woman, I can tell you what I think, but I don't have that lived experience as a woman.
But also give yourself some credit, though, because you're a man. You dealt with women. So, like, you know what men do.
Yeah, I know what men do. I can tell my daughters how to move in certain environments. But even still, even with that, even telling them how to move in certain environments is different than somebody who's actually lived that experience and been the woman in that environment.
I agree.
You know? Yeah, but you know, also, you know, you've been the great father, the great guy, the great dad, but then you've been also the effer guy as well.
But the
best thing about me and you is we're able to teach our daughters both of those things. You know what I mean? So hopefully, and same thing with my son, so they don't go down the same line that I did. And also, your dad taught you how to shoot a gun? I could tell, because you always talk about the strap, but now it makes sense.
I grew up with shotguns.
See, now it makes sense.
Hunt deer and everything. We country.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story? Is there a moral?
I think we just gave it.
All right. Now we got rumors on the way. What we talking about in the rumors? Give us a little tease.
We from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. So shout out to the hot boy for coming home. Finally, we'll get into that. Who's out of jail?
All right. We'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Little D.
You know what time it is. What's going on?
From Louisiana, but reps Dallas as well.
Triple D. You know what I'm saying, y'all?
Triple D. What's Triple D?
Dirty, Dirty Dallas.
Oh, Dirty, Dirty Dallas. All right.
I think they made that up.
They made that up, or did you make it up?
I didn't make it up, but they do be saying Triple D and it's Dirty, Dirty Dallas. I'm from Shreveport, though.
No, you're not a Cowboys fan, are you?
Saints boy.
Okay.
Well, that's your loss. Cowboys all day. All right, we're going to the Super Bowl this year.
You say that every year.
It don't matter. It don't matter what I say every year. One day it will.
Get excited when they win a game. Get excited when they go to the playoffs. Get excited when they get that far.
I do, but one year it will. One year it will.
I like Lil D. Well,
you know what? The Cavs won a championship.
Stop that Lil D hush for a second. Please. Please just hush for a second.
Why are you judging that man's preference?
Wow. I just heard a collective, hey, yo, across the country. That was crazy. Isolate that for me, Eddie, so we can play that back later. That was wild. Whoa. My God.
Jesus Christ.
You got a son, man.
Lil D, let's get to the rumors.
Dallas, Texas.
Stay warm. Okay. Dallas. You got to make sure you're empty.
You feel me? You got to decide. You know what time it is.
This is the Rumor Report.
I feel great. Been up since 2. So early? Yeah, why not?
On The Breakfast Club.
Look at this little D lady you got.
Let's go.
Now, since I'm from Louisiana, I saw this on Instagram and got so happy. Hot Boy BG has been released from prison. So if you don't know, BG was in Hot Boys with Lil Wayne, Juvenile, and Turk. He went to jail for gun possession and witness tampering. He was looking at 14 years. He did 11, close to 12. Birdman was with him when he got him. They FaceTime, Bun B. His locks are like long to his waist now. He had a fade when he went in. Like, BG free. We were saying free BG till it was backwards. So I'm just glad that he's out of prison. And I hope he stay out this time.
Yeah, salute to BG. That's the most important thing, right? You want him to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean? And you want him to, you know, live the rest of his life healthy and happy and whole.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Whether music is involved or not. You know, I'm just happy that the brother home.
But I would love to see music. I would love to see a tour. Mm. Just a tour. All of them go on tour with each other. I would love to see that.
Especially since Juvenile is having a run again right now. Like, yes, let's do it. Speaking of jail, shout out to Finesse 2 Times. He decided he's going to do something very special for some people who are in jail for every single tour stop.
Check this out. In Birmingham, man, I'm going to be at the jailhouse. I'm going to be down there earlier. I'm making somebody bun, man, down there in Birmingham. I'm making somebody bun in every city I go to for all the next show while I'm on tour. So, man, if you got somebody locked up, they got a bun, you know what I'm saying, man, hit me up. I'm making buns every city I go to, man.
That's dope. Salute to Finesse Two Times. I respect that.
That's dope.
Finesse Two Times was in my dream a couple weeks ago. It was the strangest dream in the world because I never had a dream that I was somebody else. And I had a dream that I was Metro Boomin and I was walking around a party with Young Thug and Finesse Two Times was in the party. And then Thug and Finesse got into it for some reason. It was the strangest dream ever.
Then you were Metro Boomin.
I was Metro Boomin in the dream. That was so strange. I was fully aware that I was Metro Boomin in the dream, walking around a party with Young Thug, and then him and Thug and Finesse Two Times got into it in the party.
Well, the important thing is Young Thug was out of jail in your dream.
He was, actually.
Yeah, I mean, so at least Thugger was free. He was.
What were you listening to? Because usually you listen to Mary J. Blige. You
I was sleeping.
To TLC.
I was dreaming.
I mean, before you go to sleep, like, what were you listening to?
Because I have no idea. The question you should be asking is, what drug did you do before you went to sleep? Okay,
that's the other question.
It was just edibles, but still, it was strange.
We had hell edibles yesterday. They ain't do that to me. You got them from here, like in New
Where
York
I get
City.
Them from? No, these are from L.A. Actually.
Oh no, them edibles yeah. weak. But. I salute Finesse for doing it. You know, he was looking at 30 years in prison. He mm-hmm. got out. He has a whole new career. He on tour, so he's going to go to Fort Worth. Shout out to Dallas. Petersburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Lafayette, Louisiana. Shout out to the Boot. Biloxi, Mississippi, and Memphis. So I guess he's going to let 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more people out on bond because there's 5 more tour stops.
Mm-hmm. I respect it. I think that when you are blessed, you should be a blessing.
Do we know what these people did that he letting out, though?
That's a good question.
But if they small bonds, it's usually not that huge of a crime, right?
Yeah,
if they're small bonds, he's probably going to be doing 5,000 bond, 10,000 bond.
But that's what he should look out for. He should look out for those people who are, mm-hmm. you know, in jail for these petty crimes.
Correct.
And they just got to sit just because they can't afford the bond.
Bond, right?
You know, you think about the Khalif Browder situation. Mm-hmm. Like, he should be taking care of cases like that.
Which I'm sure he will. Because he's not going to do a $250,000 bond. He's probably going to do, like you said, smaller bonds.
If I got a bond, I got a... Nah. But yeah, shout out to Finesse. That's what's up. Now, speaking mm-hmm. of money, Jay-Z's coming through with the bread. Oh my God, I went to the library yesterday. And
oh,
I got
you went to the Book of Holes?
Yes, it was everything.
Okay.
Okay, but shout out to Jay-Z. He's going to have a 007 themed celebrity blackjack tournament, and it's to benefit prison reform. Mm-hmm. So, okay, first off, it's $1 million pot, and mm-hmm. it's $100,000 to even buy in. Mm-hmm. All right. He's going to have all the celebrities there: Travis Scott, Megan Thee Stallion, Kim K, James Harden, DJ Khaled. Kevin Hart is the MC. So,
Kevin
this
Hart's
is going to be so mm-hmm. dope.
Yep.
It's in Atlanta City, September 30th. Y'all going to play. It's only $100,000 to get in. Y'all got it.
Or it's $50,000. It's $100,000 if you want to play in the tournament. If you just want to
attend. He already looked up to details. So you going?
Well, no. But if you it's the dinner and it's the it's a performance mm-hmm. and it's an after party, that's $50,000. It's $100,000
if you want to play.
You'll get all of that and to play in the poker tournament.
And you get to pay in the tournament.
So if I sell my furniture to
well, you
got to
be invited, first of all. You can't just
it's just not everybody.
Yeah, you can't
just not everybody.
Up.
Yeah.
Can't hate from outside the club.
Nah,
okay,
you got to get invited. And then once you get invited and then you go to the RSVP link, that's when you see that it's $50,000 for the dinner and the performance
and
the after party
for the thing.
And $100,000 to play in the tournament, and then that's when you tell your wife we ain't going.
They gonna invite y'all? Because if so, I'ma just be like, well, I know them, and they CC'd me on the email.
Actually, if you pay to go, you just gotta pay that per guest. So if you wanted to bring another guest,
it's $100,000 to go.
No, it's $50,000 to go. It's $100,000 to go and play in the poker tournament.
But if you want
to
bring your wife, it's $100,000.
No, it's another $50,000. Yes,
that's $100,000.
You know what I'm saying? But you're confusing the people.
You're confusing me.
Either way, we not going.
But if each of y'all give me 25 bands,
no,
I can go.
Absolutely not. Okay, executive decisions have to be made.
My kids got a game that day.
Man,
September 30th is Saturday. Okay.
That's rude.
The invite was beautiful, though. Beautiful invite. The invitation is beautiful. It's really nice.
Name ain't on none of the mail. All right, that's what's up. I'll be here a little longer and see what can happen.
All right. We're celebrating. That was your rumor report. You got Donkey today?
Yes, yeah, 4 After the Hour is going to an unnamed Nebraska man. I don't know why his name isn't out there, but boy, when I tell y'all this story, y'all going to know why God is good.
All right.
God is good. You hear me?
All the time.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Will
I like Lil D.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I was donkey up the day.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 6th, goes to a Nebraska man who has not been named. But just when we thought Terrence Bud Crawford was the illest Negro in Nebraska, here comes this human, okay? I don't know why his name hasn't been released, because this story is nuts. And it's a perfect example of how you can learn a lot from a dummy. Now, ever so often, I have to get on this radio and tell y'all, don't drink and drive. Why? I have no idea. I thought this was a universal law we all knew and accepted and respected, okay? With all of these rideshare applications out here, I thought folks understood the game by now, but clearly they don't, because this man is a suspected drunk driver. See, someone called 911 to report a driver who they thought was driving on the wrong side of the highway, and when authorities arrived, they were shocked to see who the caller actually was. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
911, where is your emergency?
I'm on Highway 77 going north, and there is somebody that is on the wrong side of the road.
Now at 11, seems like a normal call to dispatchers, but tonight we're learning a suspected drunk driver in Nebraska was actually reporting himself. The man called 911 back in March to report a wrong-way driver. When deputies found him, he confessed.
You the one that called in?
Yep.
You were?
Yeah, because I thought somebody was on the wrong side of the road, bro.
But it turned out it was you.
Yep, look at them.
Yep, deputies say the man had a blood alcohol content of over twice the legal limit. They arrested him. They're releasing this now as a reminder to not drive drunk this holiday weekend.
Look at God.
Damn it, man.
Look at God. I believe in God, y'all. I believe in a higher power always, and I don't think anything is a coincidence. This man was drunk driving and called 911 on himself. They say God looks out for babies and fools. Well, this man ain't no baby, but he damn sure is a fool, and the fact that something came over this man's spirit and said, let me call the police on a drunk driver. This man literally called and said there was someone driving on the wrong side of the road, and that person was him. I promise you God be looking out for us even when we don't deserve it, okay? Not only did this man not die, nobody else died either, because God intervened. Give me some of my Regina Bell. Put that Regina Bell on, right?
I know that.
Oh, come on now. My God, God is good. Y'all better sing along, you heathens. Hey, 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 God, come on. Neither do I, clearly. God is good. Come on, Regina. Come on now. Come on now. God, my God, God is good. Turn me down a little bit, Red. Turn me down a little bit. See, God intervenes. God bought this man out of darkness. God saved this man's soul. God guided his every footstep. Did you hear what I said? God guided his every footstep. Saved this man's soul. Brought him out of darkness. Because God is good. That's word to Regina Bell. Now, do we call this snitching or self-evaluation? Okay, I call it self-evaluation, because when cops pulled him over, they asked him, do you know why I stopped you? The man admitted he was on the wrong side of the road. Then when cops asked if he was on the wrong side of the road, he replied he must have missed an exit, and he confirmed he was the same person who had previously called 911. Oh, my God. I know that God, my God, God is good. God put food on this man's table. The table may have been in jail, but it's food and a table nonetheless. Can you imagine the argument this man was having with himself? This man probably cursed himself out and threatened to call the police on himself. And then he probably told himself, you ain't gonna call the cops on me. You don't got the heart. Next thing you know, 911, what's your emergency? Look at God. Do y'all not see how God moved in this situation? God put food on this man's table and put shoes on his feet. The shoes were jail slides, but they were shoes nonetheless. And he put these jail slides on this human so he could guide his every footstep. God made a way for this man to end up safe and sound. I said God made a way for this man to end up safe and sound, and for other people on the road to make it home safe and sound too. Now, this man's alcohol level was twice the legal limit. So what we need now is for God to heal his every sickness. Okay, we need God to heal this man's every sickness, because God already made a way out of no way. Okay, God already brought him out of darkness of being drunk. God already saved this man and a lot of other people's souls. God guided his every footstep and his fingers too, and kept him from killing himself and killing other people. God is good. Okay, but what you did, sir, is not. Please let Remy Ma give this unnamed man from Nebraska the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
That's why I smoke weed.
Don't be afraid to put that Regina Bell back on one more time. don't ever be afraid. God, my God.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
God is good.
Now, when you smoke weed, just put out there that you don't drive when you smoke weed.
Never. Thank you. We responsible out
That's
here.
Right. That's
and
all
only
I'm
in states God. Where it's legal.
There you go. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure that was clear. BET, we'll see you tomorrow. I thought you were going to keep singing. Come on.
God,
there you go. We'll see you tomorrow. You be safe out there.
God
you stay prayed up. And BET, we'll see you in the morning.
Bought me out of darkness. God is good.
All right. Now, everybody, please, we're passing the collection plate around. Just put a little something in that collection plate. Yeah, a little something. Yeah.
God is good.
Little something in that collection plate. You ain't got
nothing? I thought you was handing it to me. I'm trying to go to the bank.
You got a little collection? You put something in the collection plate? Sydney, you got something for the collection plate?
God is good. You know, I keep a little something.
There you go.
You know, I'll keep a little change in the Crown Royal bag. What you need?
Give a little something for the collection plate.
I keep a little change in my Crown Royal bag.
You got $12 in there.
No, this is about 25.
In dimes.
Don't play with me. No, this ain't nothing.
That's quarters.
Quarters, nickels, dimes. What you need? You want a little soda or something?
That ain't enough for me to go to the blackjack tournament.
That's definitely not enough. That's exactly why I ain't go. I looked in this bag. I said, nope.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, a woman called this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, and this is what she said.
How about my coworker ate my food? And I'm 4 months pregnant.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm like, you big fat, thick neck helper. Why you eat my food? I'm so
pissed. Did you just say Lizzo
off.
Backup dancer? What did she say?
I didn't hear.
Did you
yeah,
just say that's big it. Fat Lizzo, Lizzo backup dancer? Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, you super
that I'm crazy. So pissed off.
What'd she eat?
Okay, look, don't judge me because I'm from the South. But I had some pig feet, the one in a jar. But I like it because it's salty.
Some pig feet?
Okay. Yeah.
Girl, my daddy got some big pig feet in the refrigerator right now.
Ain't no
right
pork now. On my
yeah, foot. But then I had like some fruit on the side from Publix.
You
know
can't have fruit on the side of pig feet.
Come on now.
Come all right, now. So we're asking right now, 800-585-1051. Now, this topic comes from our Pleasantly Plump producer.
Is the president of the Fat Lives Matter committee.
Yes, that is true.
I guess that was a run. I just know it was a lot of jiggling, and he came in the room, and he said that when at his last job, he was on food duty.
He was the food patrol. Yeah, food police.
He had to protect the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. From people, because people was going in there eating other people's lunches
protect.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, so
oh,
he would
that
protect,
ain't what he told me.
Well, he would watch the food for a week and a half, mm-hmm. and if the food was still there after a week and a half, he would either discard it or eat it.
Because he has a time stamp. He's going to take a picture to let you know how long it's been in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's been over a week and a half, 2 weeks, it's
a
his.
A lot of the food was not discarded.
I'm sure. Well, we can tell.
I can look at him and tell.
We can tell. So we're going to open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Has this happened to you? Has somebody ate your food?
Oh, boy. You about to cause violence this morning.
Just imagine you brought something that you thought was good money. And, you know, you had it in the work refrigerator. Somebody ate your food. They drank your drink. Something that you brought home. You might have had some macaroni and cheese, some jerk chicken, some collard greens, some string beans, green beans, whatever you call them. You was about to eat it for lunch. And then when you go to get there, it's gone.
Somebody just got to work and is experiencing this problem right now.
Now you made hot. Maybe you had your bacon, egg, and cheese on the side and say, I'm going to eat this in a second. And somebody comes on and eats it. Nick?
What?
800-585-1051. Let's discuss. Has this happened to you? It's the
y'all
Breakfast Club.
Each other's bacon, egg, and cheeses?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Just ask
the us. Breakfast Club. I know it, man.
Call me. Get your opinions to the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, a caller called earlier this morning during Get It Off Your Chest and was upset because she said a coworker ate her food. Let's listen.
How about my coworker ate my food and I'm 4 months pregnant? I'm like, you big fat, thick neck helper. Why you eat my food? I'm so
did you just say Lizzo backup dancer? What did she say?
I didn't hear.
Did yeah,
you say big fat Lizzo backup dancer?
Damn.
Yeah.
No, you super
I'm
crazy.
So pissed off.
What'd she eat?
Okay, look, don't judge me because I'm from the South. But I had some pig feet, the one in a jar. But I like it because it's salty.
Some pig feet?
Okay. Yeah.
Girl, my daddy got some big pig feet in the refrigerator right now.
Ain't no
right
pork
now.
On my
yeah,
foot.
But then I had like some fruit on the side from Publix.
You
know
can't have fruit on the side of
balance.
Pig feet. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Has this ever happened to you?
I have literally never had this problem, but really? I think it's because I like food that people don't eat. I like Brussels sprouts and asparagus and
healthy stuff. Dee said, when you work at Black Radio stations, just eat healthy. Nobody will touch your food.
Facts.
Damn.
Complete facts. My food stays in there. All my fruit be in there. I've left yogurt at the radio station for a month and forgot it was there. Still there.
Really?
Nobody touches my food. So, I mean, really just eat healthy and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've never had this problem because I don't never bring my food to work. Like, I would never do anything like that just simply because I don't trust people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust nobody to have, you know, some food in a Tupperware sitting in a refrigerator mm-hmm. somewhere. I just think people are nasty. You know what I mean? People might put boogers in your food. I don't know. That's just the way my mind works. So I don't ever do stuff like that.
Well, they took, you know, I drink my waters up here, my sparkling waters. And they took our alcohol up here before. All the time.
Oh, yeah, they definitely take alcohol.
Yeah, they definitely take alcohol.
That's why we started putting ink in the bottle sometimes. You know what was crazy? Remember that time we had a fake bottle of Hennessy, right? It was like a mock bottle that somebody bought up here just for display.
Took it.
They drank that.
Yeah. And first of all, it wasn't supposed to be open, so they damn near had to carve it open to get it open.
It's not even supposed to open. That's when I knew Negroes was different. That's when I knew you can't keep a Negro from drinking cognac if they want to drink cognac. And they drink at least half the bottle.
Half the bottle, yeah.
So I'm like, at what point did y'all realize this wasn't real?
They said, it's weak. Let me just keep drinking. It's going to hit me.
Well, let's go to the phone line. Let me see who we got on the line. We got City on the line. Now, City.
Yeah.
You a sucker for this, City. Tell the people what you did, bro.
Listen, all right. The Pepsi was sitting in the fridge for about 2 weeks, all right? I knew that Shorty wasn't going to drink it. He's a super health-conscious person, and I'm not. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it upon myself. I drunk that Pepsi, and everything's all good.
So City drank his coworker's food, and they've been asking, and City been lying the whole time.
I mean, allegedly.
I'm not going to lie, man. People that do stuff like that, I be hoping they get sick. I be hoping somebody puts something in there.
Listen. Yeah, okay, she's health conscious, so I knew in my heart that she really didn't want that soda, and I'm not health conscious at all.
She might have been having a cheat day, man.
This guy's foul, man. Forget you, City. Hello, Dre.
Hello, how you doing?
Dre, now this happened to you. What'd they take from you, Dre?
They took my girl's spaghetti, man. She had made that boy the last night, like previous night before that. I didn't get him.
I know they not Southern. You don't never eat nobody's spaghetti.
That's exactly, right. Bro. I love the way my girl be making that. You know, she be whipping it up for me and my son all the time we do, but...
Now, what if your girl, Little D's point, what if your girl put a little something extra in there, you know what I'm saying, just to, you know, have you thinking about her all the time? A little bit of that, a little menstrual blood.
She does that all the time.
Oh, what? Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well... Okay, never mind.
Y'all locked in for real. That's beautiful.
They definitely locked in.
Love is love.
They definitely
love. Man, I love my girl, man. I love my girl. She loves me.
Somebody else clearly love her now, too, then, because that spell wasn't meant for them. It was meant for you.
That is disgusting. All right, hey. 800-585-1051. Have you ever brought lunch to work and a coworker ate your lunch? That's what we're talking about this morning. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Daddy calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have our guest co-host Little D with us.
Yo, yo.
And we're asking, has anybody ever ate your lunch? Meaning you brought your lunch to work, you put it in the fridge, somebody took it. That's what happened to this morning to this pregnant woman who called up, and she was pissed. Let's listen.
How about my coworker ate my food? And I'm 4 months pregnant. I'm like, you big, fat, thick neck helper. Why you eat my food? I'm so pissed.
Did you just say Lizzo
off.
Backup dancers? What did she say?
I didn't hear.
Did you just say big, fat, Lizzo backup dancers?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, you super
that
I'm
crazy.
So pissed off.
What'd she eat?
Okay, look, don't judge me because I'm from the South. But I had some pig feet, the one in a jar. But I like it because it's salty.
Some pig feet?
Okay. Yeah.
Girl, my daddy got some big pig feet in the refrigerator right now.
Ain't no
right
pork
now.
On my
yeah, plate. But then I had like some fruit on the side from Publix.
You can't have fruit on the side of
balance.
Pig feet. We got Ashley on the line. Ashley.
Yeah.
Now, Ashley, you are the person that eats people food?
Yes. So I give you 48 hours, and if it's still there, I'm going to tell you I'm going to eat it if it's there tomorrow.
Why are you so greedy?
I'm just lazy. I don't ever bring lunch to work and... I work at the hospital. You work long hours.
See, but you're not.
I'm gonna eat it.
You're not that lazy because you wait 48 hours before you eat it. So you put yourself on a time limit to wait to see make sure you have enough time go by before you eat their food. You could have just went and got food in 48 hours. You didn't starve for 2 days.
No.
So why are you eating people's food?
I snack. And then I don't eat everybody's food because you can't eat from everybody.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. If somebody ate my food, I would set you up the second time. I'll put some kind of diarrhea thing in there, and you would be ishing all day long.
But then we fighting. Because why would you do that?
Why would you eat people's food? That ain't yours. They need to do a first 48 movie about you, okay? And how you just greedy. In the first 48 hours, your greedy ass couldn't avoid somebody else's hamburger. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Goodbye, Ashley.
How you going to be mad at me because I poisoned my food because you keep eating it without permission?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Whitney from Indianapolis.
Hey, Whitney, good morning. Somebody stole your food, mama?
Man, yes, my mom... stuff for the holidays called, we call it Christmas crack.
Christmas crack.
And I had cooked. Yes, it's so addictive when you eat it and stop eating it, so we call it crack.
What is it?
It's kind of like Chex Mix, but a little different.
Oh, you said the Chex Mix, that's when they put like the marshmallows and the...
No, marshmallows. No.
You said Chex Mix? What'd she say?
But it's something like that.
I said Chex Mix.
Okay.
She won't tell us what's it, but correct. She made some for me and I took it to work and one of my coworkers ate it, but they wouldn't tell me who ate it. So I had to have my manager run the camera back to who ate it, and the dude was like tipping the can up, ate all the crumbs and everything.
Well, can you be mad at him when it's crack?
Yeah.
It was yours to eat in the first place. You never should have had a taste.
That's true. He should have. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Hello, who's this?
Tatiana from Columbus, Georgia.
Hey, Tatiana from Georgia. So what happened with you, mama?
I was at a chicken plant, like a lot of people work there. And we have this fridge that we can put our food in to stay cool while we're on the floor. And I noticed my food kept getting ate. So I said, okay, I'm going to make Oreo cheesecake, and I'm about to put laxative in it. Mm-hmm. So I put the laxative in it, and I figured out who would see my food. He had the runs all day long.
Dang.
That's good for his ass, literally. Mm-hmm.
Like,
good for him.
I like his style.
Anything else,
and
man?
And it worked, and I never had that problem again.
I'm sure you didn't. You know what I mean? Because people don't think it was the laxative. They just think you can't cook. And they were like, damn, whatever she cooked gave this man the runs. Don't never eat from her food when she put it in the refrigerator.
Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, somebody stole your food, Tanya?
Somebody stole my food. They used to steal anybody's food that was in the refrigerator. But this particular day, I made some. So I had a detox tea that you're supposed to put it in water. But when I noticed that somebody was eating my food, I started putting it in my food and taking it to work. If you eat anything that was, like, bad for you, it would make your stomach hurt real bad. And I seen the man who was doing it. He was in tears. Stomach was hurting real bad, and I was happy about it.
That's crazy.
That makes me happy. I'm going to adopt so many of these techniques.
That is crazy. Nobody going to eat your food. Nobody wants your asparagus.
I'm just the princess of petty. Like, I bring a burger to work to do that for somebody I don't like. I love that. I'm going to try that.
Damn. But you deserve that because technically what you're doing is stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got no business touching people's food. That's my whole thing. You know it's not yours. When you open that refrigerator, you know it's not yours. And if somebody's bringing food to work, they probably either on a dietary routine or they trying to save money. So when you do that to that person, you taking money out that person's pocket. You messing up that person's routine. You deserve whatever you get for that, man.
And I don't know why you play with people's food. That's one thing I ain't playing with. You don't know how that food is cooked. You don't know how it's prepared. You don't know nothing about that food. You don't know how long it's been there. It might be old and stale. I ain't messing with people's food.
That's right.
Just like in my fridge, we got a strict rule. Like, you don't eat people's food in the crib. Like, don't eat people's food.
And I tell you something else, man.
Especially after Christmas and Thanksgiving.
As a person who, I do believe in, you know, roots and voodoo and black magic.
Yep.
Somebody might put a whammy on somebody else's food.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
And your dumb ass going in there thinking you being slick eating it. Now look, coughing up a frog that wasn't even meant for you.
Shut up,
but
man.
But if it's in there for 2 weeks, do they really want it?
I don't know.
Now we got rumors on the way. What we talk about, Lil D?
I'm really glad you asked. It's a great question that I should have an answer to. Beyonce owes somebody some money. We got to talk about who she owed the money to.
Okay. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Little D here, our special guest host.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
And let's get to the rumors.
Dallas, Texas.
Hey, one of Dallas.
You got to make sure you're empty.
You feel me? You got a detox. You know what time it is.
This is The Rumor Report.
I feel great. Been up since 2.
So early?
Yeah, why not?
On The Breakfast Club.
Look at this little D lady.
Let's go.
Now, I ain't saying she ain't got it, but Beyonce shouldn't have to pay it. Why are we talking about this right after the Queen's birthday? Okay, so the IRS demands that Beyonce give them a lot of money. Over $805,000 in taxes, over $160,000 in penalties for 2018. Then go to 2019 and she owes over $280,000. Beyonce is saying that $868,000 was a charitable contribution and it should be excluded from what she has to pay back. And that she reported all of her royalties and incomes and everything properly. And basically, if I made like a mistake in good faith, I shouldn't have to pay the penalties. And the IRS was like, well, we did our investigation and we did nothing wrong. So you need to come off our coin.
Yeah, I have to say that's a nice chunk of money. But Beyonce made 10 times that. Like, she'll be all right.
I know.
She'll be fine.
I know. Good morning, IRS. I will say this. I mean, you got to allow people to make a mistake. If there was a mistake made, I don't understand why they just be like, oh, this was the mistake made. Here's the check. I don't understand why they charge you a penalty for making a mistake if it was a mistake. This is numbers. And we all know Beyonce wasn't doing it herself. She has an accountant and a team that does it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm not in that tax bracket. I can't relate to this. I'd be mad when I don't get money back. But yeah, so moving on. Coco, God, let me tell you, Coco is on fire right now. You know, the tennis player. She is the first American teenager to reach the U.S. Open semifinals since 2001.
Now, school me now, because I thought Coco Jones when you said that. Then you said tennis. You
Coco Gauff. She's from Florida. She's 19 years old. She was just in the headlines because she was mad at the official wasn't calling her.
Okay.
She,
yeah.
she beat Serena a couple of years ago to jump in, and then she,
talked
about the ref or the ump, whatever they call them in tennis.
Yeah. She was saying, last year I lost in the quarterfinal stage, but I wanted to do better this year. Still have a long way to go, but I'm happy and I'm ready to get back to work for the next one. I love her attitude, her spirit. She worked hard. She don't play no games, and she go out there and she get the dub every single time.
She be playing well. Absolutely. Yeah.
Big salute to Coco Gauff. Mm-hmm. I love her very much. I'm going to be honest. My cousin watches it and keeps me up on it, so I be feeling cultured.
Mm-hmm.
But last, speaking of culture, Diddy. Of course, he's going to be at the VMAs, whatever, right? He's going to have an award and performance. Diddy is going to get the Global Icon Award from the VMAs this year.
I feel like Diddy got that before, right? Maybe not.
Nah, that was from BET gave him. It was like a Lifetime Achievement Award. I forgot what it might have just been called, a Lifetime Achievement Award, but it was something like that.
Yeah. It was well deserved. Diddy deserves all 100%. His accolades. Absolutely.
And then, you know, after the award, he got an album coming out, right? It's called Love Album Off the Grid.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Look, Diddy's having a good week. He got the people that is publishing back. He's going to be the Global Icon Award at the VMAs next week. You better work, Diddy. I'm going to listen to the. I'm not, but I might.
I love it. So Diddy going to be back in the city then, because they're doing that award show in what? In Newark, right? In Brick City? Prudential Center?
Sure.
I believe so. So Diddy's going to be back in the city. I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of things going on, a bunch of parties, functions, and all types of things. So shout out to Diddy. He deserves the accolades.
I mean, it's always beautiful to see our icons celebrated in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of how you may feel about, you know, anything in regards to Diddy, he is an icon.
He is an
hands
icon.
Down.
There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's all? Y'all looking at me like, what's next? Nah, that was it.
Okay. All right. And that is your rumor report.
Mm-hmm.
Let me shout out to Nori. Shout out to N-O-R-E. You know him, of course, from CNN. Of course, Nori, the solo album. And then a lot of you guys know him from Drink Champs.
N-O!
Today is his birthday. So I just want to salute Nori and say happy birthday. You know, friend to the room. He listens every morning. You know, I'm sure he's jogging right now with his headphones
if
on.
If he's in the country.
If he's in the country. Just I always like to give Nori his flowers. Nori's a good guy. And, you know, he hits us all the time to check up on us. So I just want to say salute to Nori. And then today's mix, I'm going to do a Nori mix for Nori, man, for his birthday. So shout to N-O-R-E. Let me know your favorite Nori records, and we'll get it on this morning. 800-585-1051. Nori! Happy birthday.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Little D is here. She's our guest co-host.
Yes, sir.
Now, you were all over New York. You even made it to Staten Island.
Oh, my goodness. I went everywhere. I made a list because I did so much fun stuff. I saw the Book of Ho.
Okay.
I lost my Apple Watch in the Uber. And do you know that man called me last night and said, hey, I found your watch. Meet me before you get to the airport and I got you. Look at New Yorkers being friendly. We walked over to Brooklyn Bridge. Over it is a stretch, but we walked to it and I saw it and we took pictures before we turned around.
Now your people's with you said y'all walked halfway.
Okay.
And then y'all got too tired and then walked back.
We left her in the middle of the walk and then we walked up and then we turned around.
Okay.
We rode the subway like three times. I'm gonna ride the subway today. Your face.
Now, why you good luck.
You don't want. Oh, we was gonna ride it to
First
go to
all,
the airport.
That needed a comma. I'm gonna ride the subway today. Your face.
He already said he liked Lil D. Leave him alone. We took the ferry and went to Staten Island.
Okay, Staten Island ferry.
I saw the Statue of Liberty on the way, mm-hmm. and we got pizza. So we did a whole bunch of New York stuff. Yeah,
you did it. You did it, Lil D.
Mm-hmm. It's your first time in New York?
First time I actually got to go and do a whole bunch of stuff. Good, so it was dope.
Well, we appreciated you kicking it with us the last couple of days, Lil D. Lil D is a really dope radio personality, man. I've been rocking with Lil D for a long time. So as I told a lot of program directors, and I will continue to tell a lot of program directors, we have to start investing in talent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that we're in a business right now where everybody wants to invest in technology and, you mm-hmm. know, they want to invest in everything except for what has always been the soul of radio, which That's is right. the talent. And Lil B is one of those special talents, man, that I think, you know, definitely deserves more investing in. So,
thank you.
You know.
That's right. And you can check out.
I don't know if that's K104 in Dallas. You already had K104 in Dallas yep. doing middays. You know, I'd like to see her doing mornings.
Me too.
With Dee Dee out there. That would be dope, personally.
You know, I mean, come with the check, and I would love to wake up at 2 a.m.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Little D is here, of course, from Louisiana, but she's on radio in Dallas, and it's time for positive note.
Well, hold on. Give them all your social medias and stuff, D.
Everything is at Lil D on air, LILD on air. You can find everything there, the book that I wrote, the services that I have, and everything I do outside of radio.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the book?
It's called Route 2, My Choice to Struggle to Succeed, for it by Charlamagne Tha God. And it's about the 3 months I chose to be homeless in Ohio so I wouldn't lose my radio job.
Wow. There you go.
There's the book here.
Route 2, My Choice to Struggle to Succeed.
He was confused with the way the route is and the two.
I ain't gonna lie.
I read that so long ago, but the book that I was looking like, what? Okay, yeah, Route 2. That's right. Go get Lil D's book, man.
And I see, if you follow on Instagram, you can see her weight loss journey.
Yeah, 45 pounds. Yoga, running, and getting my mind together.
There you go.
Everything about me is just different and better, and I'm just grateful to be here.
Talk to our producer before you leave.
For sure.
Tell him, man, you got pop.
That's so rude. That's so mean.
Nah, because he likes to eat people food. So
He does.
I'm going to give him my last apple.
Trying to save him. Listen, I want to make sure to tell everybody too, man. Make sure you go to mentalwealthexpo.com to get more information on my Mental Wealth Expo. My third annual Mental Wealth Expo is happening Saturday, October 7th at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a day of mental health and healing education. My good sister, Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, will be there. Carson Daly will be there. Dr. Rita Walker will be there. Michelle Williams will be there. Dr. Jay Barnett, Tamika Mallory, Brandon Marshall, Angela Rye, Chaka Sankor, Elliot Connie, Resma Minicum, just to name a few people, man. But Saturday, October 7th, mentalwealthexpo.com. It is a free event. Everybody is in free. All ages are welcome from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come get this day of mental health and healing education. All right? See you Saturday, October 7th. Now, positive note. There is no failure except in no longer trying. There is no defeat except within ourselves. No really insurmountable barriers save our own inherent weakness of purpose.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.